Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're exploring Carl Jung. Think of him as a cartographer, but for the depths of the human mind.
Right. He really pushed psychology beyond just biology, looking to myths, spirituality, art. He wanted psychology with the psyche, basically validating that inner search for meaning we all have.
Exactly. And our goal here is to give you a clear path into his world, focusing on this core idea he called individuation. It's about becoming whole, psychologically speaking. So what's at the heart of Jung's insights?
Well, so much of it starts with his own life. Born 1875, Switzerland, bastard's kid, he felt quite isolated growing up.
Ah, right. And his parents had a big impact.
Huge. His mother had these, well, he described her nights as strange and mysterious, and his father was going through a deep crisis of faith. It seems this created a sort of father wound that really fueled Jung's own quest.
Interesting. And didn't he feel like he had, like, two different people inside him?
Yes. His everyday public self and then this deeper, older self. That feeling actually became the groundwork for his later theory of the ego, your conscious bit, and the self, the sort of organizing principle of the whole psyche.
Wow. Even as a kid, he had the secret ritual with a little carved figure. Gave him peace. It's like he was already tapping into those universal patterns he'd later write about.
Totally. And then he goes into medicine, ends up in psychiatry. He develops the word association test, which was groundbreaking for showing complexes, those emotional hotspots we all have.
So his whole system of analytical psychology, it's almost like he mapped his own journey and then universalized it for the rest of us.
In a way, yes. Which brings us to Freud. Their meeting in 1906 was apparently epic. Talked for 13 hours straight.
Wow. Freud saw Jung as his successor, the crown prince.
He did. But, you know, the cracks started showing pretty quickly. They had some major disagreements.
Okay, let's unpack those. Libido, for instance. Freud was all about sexual energy.
Right. But Jung saw libido as much broader, like general life energy, creative energy, spiritual yearning, all part of it.
And the unconscious. That was another big one.
Yeah. For Freud, it was personal stuff you repressed. Jung said, sure, there's that. But there's also something deeper. Shared by everyone, the collective unconscious.
Filled with these universal blueprints, the archetypes.
Exactly. Inherited patterns, not specific ideas.
Yeah.
Like the hero, the mother, the trickster. You see them in myths and stories everywhere because they're part of this collective human inheritance.
And religion, they were miles apart there too.
Oh, completely. Froebe thought it was basically an illusion, a neurosis. Jung saw it as a vital psychological function. Something essential for finding meaning and connection.
So things came to a head with Jung's book in 1912, Symbols of Transformation.
Mm-hmm. That was the point of no return. Directly challenged Freud. They split acrimoniously in 1913.
And that break sent Jung into a really difficult personal period, didn't it?
Yes, his confrontation with the unconscious. A deep, intense dive into his own psyche between about 1913 and 1916. But it was incredibly fertile ground. That's where his most original ideas really took shape.
So out of that personal struggle came these concepts that resonate so widely. Like you said, the collective unconscious explains why certain myths, like the hero's quest, pop up across cultures.
Precisely. And the goal for Jung is individuation. It's his lifelong journey of integrating everything conscious, unconscious, light, dark, to become a whole person. Not a perfect one, but whole.
And a big part of that is facing your shadow, your personal dark side.
Yeah, but it's not just the bad stuff. It's also undeveloped potential, things we've repressed. Facing it means taking back our projections.
Hmm.
You know, seeing how the things we dislike in others might reflect something in ourselves.
As Jung said, knowing your own darkness is the best method for dealing with the darknesses of other people. Powerful stuff.
It really is. And his view on dreams was different, too. Not just wish fulfillment like Freud thought.
Right. He saw them as compensatory balancing out our conscious attitudes and perspective offering hints about the future. He used amplification, linking dream images to myths and symbols.
Mm-hmm. And his ideas definitely seeped into the culture. Introversion, extroversion. Those are Jung's terms.
Though the Myers-Briggs test, the MBTI, is often criticized for kind of.
Yeah.
Oversimplifying his ideas, right? Turning dynamic types into rigid boxes.
Yeah, Jung wasn't involved and apparently didn't endorse it. It misses some key nuances, like the importance of the inferior function.
But you see his influence elsewhere, too, like in storytelling. Joseph Campbell's Hero's Journey. That's straight out of Jung.
Absolutely. George Lucas even used Campbell's work, which is heavily Jungian, to shape Star Wars. Luke's the hero, Vader the shadow, Leia, maybe an anima figure. It maps quite well.
Of course, like any major thinker, Jung faced criticism. Accusations of being too mystical, not scientific enough.
And there are more serious concerns, too. There have been well-documented charges around racial bias and particularly troubling accusations of anti-Semitism and appearing sympathetic to Nazis in the 1930s related to his involvement with a German medical society in some writings.
It's important to acknowledge that. Contemporary Jungians have largely confronted and repudiated those aspects, working to evolve the theory.
Yes, and despite the complexities, his work remains foundational for fields like depth psychology and transpersonal psychology, and his ideas feel incredibly relevant now.
How so?
Well, think about the search for meaning today, the mental health crisis. Jung speaks directly to that. Or polarization, understanding the collective shadow and how projection works, seems vital. Even eco-psychology draws on his ideas about reconnecting with something larger than ourselves.
So, wrapping this up, Jung's great contribution was really bridging that gap between the scientific and the spiritual, giving weight to our inner lives.
Absolutely. He validated the psyche's reality and the importance of our spiritual impulses.
And maybe the final thought for you is this. In our fragmented, tech-driven world, where meaning feels scarce and we project our shadows onto each other, perhaps Jung's call to individuation, that heroic inner journey towards consciousness and wholeness, is more urgent now than ever before.